For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Last week on this broadcast, we began a message on the subject of worship. Who is worship for? Is it for the one upon it is bestowed, or is it for the one who worships? Pastor Holland concludes this message today, Real Reasons for Real Worship. Turn with us to the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 1, as we continue.
We see the grace that Jesus exhibited that should draw our worship. But look, if you would, at the latter part, verse number 5, the grief that Jesus experienced. A second reason for praise is not only the love that He has for us, but it's revealed in this last phrase, who washed us from our sins in His own blood. The word washed has the idea of cleansing. How are we cleansed? We're cleansed through His blood. I'm glad today that when we get saved, we follow the Lord in believer's baptism. But I'm going to tell you, it's not the water of baptistry that will wash your sins away. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross for our sins that washes and cleanses us from our sin. Isaiah gives us into the glimpse of our Messiah, that He would suffer, that He would die. Jesus had to pay a price that none of us have ever had to pay. He's had to go to the depths of hell where we've never had to go in order that He could take our sin. He said in Isaiah 53, surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Friend, I want you to know this morning that God loves us eternally and unconditionally. But I want you to know that because He loved us, that He was willing to suffer in order that we might have everlasting life. You see, today we live in a world and a lot of people say, well, God's going to take to heaven who He wants to take to heaven. No, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And every one of us has to come to a time in our life of understanding we either choose or reject the Lord Jesus Christ. We either accept Him as our Savior or we reject Him as the Son of God. And we're forever lost in our sin. When Jesus went to the cross, He wasn't doing this for Himself. He wasn't doing this so that He could be glorified by what He did. He did it because He would be glorified because of His Father, which sent Him to die for us. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When Jesus suffered the brutal death on the cross, He was dying for our sin. Friend, understand with me today, there's a big word over in 1 John. It's called propitiation. I have a hard time pronouncing it. But you know what it means? It just means He became our substitute. He took my place. He took my sin in order that I could go to heaven. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. When they hit Him in the face, and they did, it was for you and me. When they spit upon Him, and they did, it was for you and me. When they whipped Him with the scourge and they beat His back, it was for you and it was for me. When they grabbed Him by His beard and they plucked it out by the roots, it was for me and you. It was not for Him. It was for you and I because He was taking our place. When they rejected Him and sentenced Him to die, it was for you and me. When they nailed Him to the cross, I can't imagine what it would be like to have nails driven through your arms and your hands and hung on a cross and literally have trouble breathing. But remember today, Jesus did not do that for self. He did it for us in order that we might have eternal life. When they mocked Him and they ridiculed Him, and they did, it wasn't for Him. Friend, He didn't need to do that. Understand, He was God's Son. He was abiding in heaven. He came to this old wicked earth in order that He might give His life a ransom for many. And yet when He hung on that cross and was nailed to that cross, He was not nailed there for Him. He was nailed there for you and I. When He suffered all the agonies that came with being crucified, it was for you and I. When the Father judged His Son on the cross, it was for you and I. You remember what He said as He hung there on the cross? He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken Me? And the reason He had forsaken Him was in order that He might die to take our sin and give us eternal life. When Jesus released His Spirit on the cross and died, you remember what He said? He said, it is finished. And He bowed His head and He gave up the ghost. Friend, it was not for Him. It was for you and I. Because He loved us like no one had ever loved us before. Every pain, every embarrassment, every blow of the hammer, every agony that came from the spikes, every indignity, every horrible anguish and the brutal death on the cross, it was for you and me. And friend, when we see the cross and when we read about the cross and we read the Bible about Jesus dying on the cross, friend, understand that it was you and I that He was dying for. And today, don't He deserve our worship and praise? Don't He deserve today that we worship Him by our life and what we do? Because He absorbed the wrath of God for our sins. Get this. Because He absorbed the wrath of God for our sins, we can never be condemned. But one day we were slaves to sin. Jesus went to the cross and paid our price. And I tell you, He was the highest bidder. And He gave Himself in order that He might redeem us from our sin. Oh, redeemed, redeemed. I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We're redeemed and we're redeemed forever. The Bible said that we're purchased forever and no more are we condemned. Because He died in our place on the cross, we are forever set free from the penalty and the power of sin. I want you to know today, I'm not perfect. And I will fail God, and I will sin against God. But thank the Lord, He said, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I'm grateful today that all my sin was covered at the cross of Jesus Christ. All my past, present, and future sins were covered when Jesus took my place on the cross of Calvary for my sin. That is what Jesus did for us when He died on the cross, shed His blood for our redemption. Praise God, today I've been purchased by the blood of the Lamb. The price has been paid. It's been paid in full. And His death reminds us that we've been forgiven of our sins. I would think all of us today can go back and think in our life of times that we've sinned against others or sinned against God. But I want you to know that because God's Son, Jesus, took our place on the cross, I want you to know today when we come to Him for forgiveness of sins, when we come and confess that we're a sinner, when we pray and ask Jesus to come into our heart and forgive us of our sin and to save us, you know what He does with our sin? He scatters it as far as the east is from the west, never to remember it against us anymore. He said He buries it in the depths of the sea. And friend, I'm glad today that God has forgiven me. In Ephesians 4:32, the Bible said, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Oh, today, if we could ever learn the forgiveness that Christ had for us, my, what a difference it would make in our lives. His death for us reminds us that we've been justified. The word justified means declared righteous. The Bible said in Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:9, much more than being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. He loved us, and His death on the cross gave us the freedom and the liberty that we might worship Him. I want you to know today His love and His death prompts us to live out our life in worship to Him. We need to understand today the importance of worship in our life, the grace Jesus exhibits, the grief that He experienced, but lastly, in verse 6, the gifts Jesus extends. The Bible said, and He hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Not only did He love us and did He die for us, but He elevates us by what He has done for every person He redeems. John tells us about two ways the Lord elevates us. He says, first of all, He has made us kings unto God and His Father. Paul said it like this, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. He has made us not only to be kings, but He said He has made us to be priests unto God and the Father. As priests today, you know what? We have access to God. He said in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. As priests, we have the privilege of worshiping Him. The Bible said, John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. As priests, we have a duty to mediate the grace of God to others. In Mark 16:15, and He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In Matthew 28:19-20, He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. This means that we're to praise Him for what He's done for us. But it means we're to tell others what He did for us and what He'll do for them. When Jesus redeemed us, He transformed us. We were sinners, and now we're saints. We were children of Adam, but now we're children of God. We were lost in our sin, but now we are found in our Savior. We were on our way to hell, but thank God today, now we're on our way to heaven. We were slaves to a cruel master, but now we're citizens of the kingdom of God. We were idolaters who worshiped ourselves and placed allegiance to the devil, but now are we the priest of God, who worships Him and call others to do the same. All of these blessings are reasons for us to give Him our worship. We're not just offering our service. Worship is a 24/7 act of our lives in putting Christ in the place that He needs to be in order that others may see Him.
Have you experienced real worship in your life? Have you relied on Him in every aspect of life? We hope that you have placed your eternal hope in Christ. This sermon and many more are available free on our website, victorybaptistchurch.us. That's victorybaptistchurch.us. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.